3, 2, 1, and action.
A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please do subscribe and hit that notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, we discuss all things DStv Premiership action. So, this coming weekend, it is Marumo Gallants versus Kaizer Chiefs. So, on today's episode, I will have a tactical preview of that encounter and looking at how things will possibly play out. So, let's head right into it then. I will start with Marumo Gallants, which will be represented by the red team. So, Marumo Gallants normally like to institute a 4-4-1-1, or at times it's a hybrid of a system, so it ends up becoming a 4-5-1 whenever he does drop into midfield. At times, it can become a 4-2-3-1, you know. So that's the type of team we're looking at with regards to Marumo Gallants. So in goals, normally I have Arubi at right back, they'd have Tlatshwayo. Two center halves, you're looking at Nkili as the right side at center half. Left side at center half, you have Nonyane. And then as the left back, you have Ravuali, you know. But also, a special mention does go to Mabota, who is also a left back who can also come on and look to add his quality within this back four. He's a left footed, diminutive player who is very good in vertical zone one, can also come in at times, you know, so he's very comfortable on the ball. And then when we progress then into midfield, and a special mention does go to Spelele Ntshangase, who has been signed by Marumo Gallants, you know, so he is a player that does come into this lineup, so he does add options within the heart of midfield, you know. But when you have a look at their options, I'm thinking then that you'll have Edgar Managa there, who plays as the defensive midfielder. And you could possibly have... Look, with the midfield options they now have, you know, things can change at the club, you know. You could even have a midfield three, you know, or you could go with a double pivot. But let's have a look at it then and say you could have Edgar Managa in there. You can have Miguel Tim alongside Managa. Those are normally the two midfielders in the heart of midfield. Sometimes they do go with Tato Kiba. So this Marumo Gallants side have a plethora of options. And then as sort of the number 10, you could go with Spelele Ntshangase, or you could have him as a number 8 in that position. But I'd like to think that coming up against the Kaizer Chiefs, you'd like to have a very solid midfield three. So a double pivot of Miguel Tim and Edgar Managa, and then have Spelele Ntshangase sort of playing as the creative playmaker. And then, which would then see this team having then to sacrifice Ngema, because Ngema is usually the player who occupies this position, you know. So that's how I would like to think that they would line up. Or you could have Ngema in there, you know. So there's plenty of options in the heart of midfield for this Marumo Gallants side. And Jonjo normally starts off the left and then he drifts in. Very good in vertical zone two. Very good in the left-sided half space and operating in that space. But he is their playmaker, so he will drift into vertical zone three as well. He will take up positions in zone 14. He will come into deeper central pockets of spaces where he's looking to dictate terms. So he's a very creative midfielder, diminutive as well, which allows Ravuale to then go on the overlap or Mabota, depending on who starts as the left back. And then when we have a look at their right side, you've got Mnyamane, who starts on the right side, who does then look to come in on his favorite left foot. However, you can also start Otladisa as the right wing. So this Marumo Gallants side have so many options, you know, from a qualitative perspective, especially when you look at that midfield, you know. So which does then make actually for an interesting encounter. Also considering that the last time that a Soweto side traveled to Limpopo and played against this Marumo Gallants side, they drew 0-0 when they played against Orlando Pirates. So many options then when you have a look at it. So when we then have a look at the man up front, they normally go with Matlakala. But in this game, if you want to go with the false nine, you could always look to start Nyamane out wide and then have Ndlondlo there, then have Otladisa as the false nine who could look to hit them on the counter with his speed, you know, but he is a lot more suited coming from wide because very explosive in 1v1, very good at eliminating players as well. So when we have then overall scope and an overall look at this Marumo Gallants side, it is a side that has a plethora of ball players, players who are very comfortable on the ball and players who look to institute a beautiful style of play, and they will be very confident. And when you look at their exploits in the CAF Confederations, I think they've got so much confidence now. And coming into this game against a wounded Kaizer Chiefs side, I think they'll want to have a go at this Kaizer Chiefs side, especially if Kaizer Chiefs have a lineup which A, is not progressive, and B, doesn't predicate for them to start on the front foot. This Marumo Gallants side can actually have a go at this Kaizer Chiefs side, which then makes it very interesting because they've got so many options, you know. So having a look then, you've got Arubi, you've got Hlatswayo, or you can have Velase at right back as well. So plenty of options for this Marumo Gallants side. But we'll say Arubi in goals, Velase as the right back, two center halves, Nkili as the right side at center half, Nonyan is the left side at center half. At left back, you've got Ravuali. In the heart of midfield, you've got Managa and Tim. As your number 10, you have you can have Spelen Changase in there, or you can have Ngema. And then coming off the left, then looking to come into those pockets of spaces where he's very good at manipulating the ball and institutes play for this Marumo Gallants side, you've got Ndlondlo. And then off the right-hand side, you can have Nyamane, who starts from the right and then looks to cut in, which then frees up Umvelase to go on the overlap. Or you can have Otladisa starting out there on the side. And then up front, you've got Matlakala, who is their recognized number 9. So that is Marumo Gallants. It is a side that can catch you, that can catch a team on its day, you know. So not to say that you're going to undermine this Marumo Gallants side, as Kaizer Chiefs, especially considering the form that Kaizer Chiefs have been on and with regards to how poorly they've been playing, you know, one can't underestimate this Marumo Gallants side because there's quite a few players in there that can hurt this Kaizer Chiefs side. And then when we have a look at Kaizer Chiefs, so Kaizer Chiefs the last time out against Royal AM, yeah, where they lost 4-1, they did go with a 3-4-3 system, and they started with Brandon Peterson in goals as the right side at center half. They started with Matoho as a libero, Cardoso left side at center half. They started with Unjawulo Ngobo, and then as the right sided wing back, they started with Blom. The two in the midfield, Nange and Cole. However, we do know that Nange is injured, you know. And yeah, going to be interesting to see how Stuart Baxter goes about filling that void, which is Nange. As the left wing back, they went with Santi. The three up front, Nukovic, who started off the left. Biliat up top. And then you had Keegan Dolly as the number 10, who played as in the right half space, you know. So he inverts, he would come in a lot of the times. But very interesting to see then, how does Stuart Baxter approach this game, you know? And yeah, actually very, very difficult when you look at the type of week Kaizer Chiefs have had, you know, and the types of changes which need to be instituted. But I am going to focus on a lot more progressive approach and say that what I would do then with this Kaizer Chiefs side, I'll go with the 4-3-3, you know? So what I would be looking to do then is have Brandon Peterson go, you know, and just have him continue, you know, because I just feel like there's not much he did wrong against Royal AM, you know. He conceded some really quality goals, and there was not much that he could do about that. So have Brandon Peterson starting in goals. Have Njabulo Blom as the right back. Have Njabulo Ngobo as the right side at center half. have Thabani Dube as the left side at center half, and then at left back have Hlanti there. And then as a defensive midfielder, you start with Cole, and then two number eights, you start with Sabelo Khatebe as the number eight will play in the right half space, which is vertical zone four, and then have Nkosimphile Ngcobo starting as the left side at number eight, who will play in vertical zone two. But of course, because they are creative players and they institute a very free-flowing positional approach to football, they will obviously can interchange. You know, at the end of the day, football is very dynamic; they're not static. And then coming off the right, have Dolly, who will invert, which then obviously allows Blom to bomb on forward. And then up front, I'd go with Biliat as a false nine, and then start Sekgota as on the left side, you know. But we did see that he did pick up a knock in that game against Royal AM, so he might not be fit to start. So if that is the case, then you could always then have Biliat start on the left, and then have Nukovic. Can Nukovic play as a number nine? You know, because that's what he's good at, you know. So not this thing where he starts as a left wing or he plays as a split striker. No, have Nukovic as a number nine, you know, as a point of reference who can bulldoze these two centre-halves and look to occupy this defence, you know, especially in zone 14, and just occupy the box and allow all these creative players to institute play and to create those chances for Nukovic, you know, and have him where they could look to hurt this Marumo Gallant side. But then, when we have a look then at the potential and the possibility, it might not be like that, because Stuart Baxter clearly has his own way and own preferred systems and methodologies when it comes to doing things and how he wants to implement and impose himself when it comes to certain facets of the game. But that is the game then that we're having a look at, and when we move on then and have a look at the key players. So for this Marumo Gallant side, I think Ndlondlo is going to be very, very important as the playmaker, where he will look to institute play, where he will look to pop up into those spaces and hurt Kaizer Chiefs, especially considering how Kaizer Chiefs' backline has struggled, you know. And another player who I think will be very important in the heart of midfield, actually two players, you're looking at Tim and Managa, you know, especially considering the fact that Kaizer Chiefs would like to bounce back from that type of performance, and from the midfield they want to create those chances, you know, they want to put players in like Ngcobo who can come in and playmake for Kaizer Chiefs. So those two in midfield will be absolutely paramount, because Kaizer Chiefs will create chances and they will attack on the day. And then when we have a look at Kaizer Chiefs, you know, having a look at who are the key players, look, I just think Biliat has to step up, you know. So whether he starts up top or he starts off the left side, I think it's time for Biliat to step up, you know. He's missed so many chances, and at times he's really struggled, and this is the type of game where if he scores goals, you know, it could boost his confidence, you know. But it's going to be a very, very difficult encounter when we have a look at Marumo Gallants versus Kaizer Chiefs, you know. I don't think it's going to be an easy encounter at all. And when we have a look at some of the players, you know, that could come off the bench for Marumo Gallants, you're looking at players like Otla Disa, you know, you're looking at players like Ngema, you know, if he doesn't start. Those are two very dangerous players who can come off the bench and affect play for this Marumo Gallant side. With regards to Kaizer Chiefs, you know, I mean, you've got a Mashiane who hasn't been used. That is a player who can be reintroduced into the fold and look then to create for this Kaizer Chiefs side. You know, I just feel like we can't have players like Agay coming and making those substitutes ahead of certain qualitative certain players who possess so much quality and who tick all the boxes from a qualitative perspective in comparison to an Agay. You know, those are players, you've got Sabelo Khatebe, you know, you've got players there that can actually come on and make a difference, you know. So that is then the game between Marumo Gallants versus Kaizer Chiefs. And in the extra time segment, I then give my prediction of this game, which I think will be a very tough game for Kaizer Chiefs, you know. And if Kaizer Chiefs carry on playing the way that they play, I don't see them winning the game. But if certain positive and progressive changes are instituted where younger, fresher blood and younger, fresher players are brought into the lineup, then Kaizer Chiefs can walk away with the victory. But if Stuart Baxter continues to be stubborn, I don't see Kaizer Chiefs picking up 3 points, you know. And yeah, thank you very much for tuning in to yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. Do let me know in the comment section, how do you think this game would play out? And what are the changes that you would make, you know, as a coach going into this game, you know? Because when I have a look at this game, I think this is the perfect game to introduce your Sabelo Khatebe, to introduce your Nkosinpile Ngcobo from the very beginning, to have maybe Mashiyane coming off the bench to impact the game, you know? This is a game where you can bring on those young, expressive players. But if Stuart Baxter continues to be very stubborn, then I think Kaizer Chiefs will struggle. Thank you very much for tuning in to yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. Signing out.